This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
And I'm Wallace Watkins. For Louisiana, round one is done, with Congressman Steve Scalise in the first, Cedric Richmond in the second, Ralph Abraham in the fifth, and Garrett Graves in the sixth, all returning to Washington, D.C.
Round two, however, begins today as the 3rd and 4th congressional districts and the U.S. Senate races all head to a runoff on December 10th.
I'm so looking forward to the next 33 days.
Now I look forward to a vigorous campaign against John Kennedy.
Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy meets Democratic Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell in the Senate runoff. Kennedy was expected to advance, but with 24 candidates in the race, it was nearly midnight before Campbell was declared the number two finisher.
Good things always happen to people that wait. I'm sorry it took so long.
In the 3rd congressional district, an open seat due to Charles Bustani running for Senate, two Republicans will be in the showdown. Scott Angell.
We're going to go and we're going to campaign across the southern part of the state, and we're going to remind folks about what it is that we can do.
And Clay Higgins.
We want our country back from the thieves in suits that have taken it.
And the 4th congressional district runoff will pit Democrat Marshall Jones against Republican Mike Johnson.
So what can we expect to hear over the next month?
We don't need more people riding in the wagon. We need more people pulling the wagon.
You can't fix stupid, but you can sure vote it out.
Hopefully with the new races, the candidates will have some new material.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
And I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.